Shimon Peres was sworn in at Israel's Knesset, or parliament, saying he would use his largely ceremonial office to encourage young people to enter political life in Israel. President Peres also said he would do his best to encourage the peace process with Palestinians and with Israel's Arab neighbors. Mr. Peres has held virtually all of Israel's top civilian posts, including the jobs of prime minister and foreign minister, without ever having won a national election. Last month, he became the sentimental favorite in a parliamentary vote for the office of president. Veteran Labour Party politician Kolet Avital, who withdrew from the race in favor of Mr. Peres, says he is the right man for the job.
I'm very glad that Shimon Peres got elected. He will bring us great prestige, great honor to the country. He is internationally known, loved, appreciated much longer before we in Israel appreciated him. So I think altogether we all have to be very glad that he's the one who was elected.
Mr. Peres, a member of Prime Minister Ehud Olmert's centrist Kadima Party, lost the last race for president in 2000 to Moshe Katsav, a virtually unknown politician from the right-wing Likud Party. Mr. Katsav resigned recently as part of a plea bargain that enabled him to avoid being indicted on more serious charges of rape and abuse of power. The case caused a storm of protest, and women's groups have challenged the plea bargain in court. Mr. Peres has served 48 years in Israel's parliament. He says he does not believe the office of the presidency has been damaged by the scandal, but that he will work to try and unify all Israelis and stay above politics. Meanwhile, Israeli officials said they will not pursue about 180 Palestinian gunmen loyal to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah movement in exchange for the gunmen signing pledges of nonviolence. Israeli officials also said they will allow overseas-based leaders of the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine to visit the West Bank. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Mark Regev says the moves are designed to help Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas.
Behind these measures is an Israeli desire, together with the international community, to bolster Palestinian moderates. We want the Palestinian people to reach an understanding that they get so much more through a process of dialogue, through a process of negotiation, than the extremists who only can offer death and destruction.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert are scheduled to meet Monday. Israel has also pledged to release about 250 Palestinian prisoners in a bid to strengthen Mr. Abbas, who last month dismissed the Hamas-led Palestinian Unity Government after Hamas militants seized control of the Gaza Strip. On Friday, in response to constitutional limits on his ability to maintain a state of emergency, Mr. Abbas swore in three new ministers and reappointed his moderate prime minister, Salam Fayyad, to his position, allowing the new government to stay in power. Hamas legislators were unable to overturn the decision Sunday because they could not obtain a quorum of enough legislators to challenge the new government's legitimacy. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.